That's what we're going to look at today, is the blessed life. And we're going to talk first about being able to speak things, how important it is to speak things. Do you know that God wants us to declare some things instead of just praying for them? A lot of times we just pray. See, we are so used to asking, and I'm not against asking because we need to do that. But also, when we do that all the time, we forget what God has freely given us already. And we're not supposed to ask for what something's been given to us. If I gave you a gift and I handed it to you and you opened it and you started to use it, and then when you wanted to use it again, would you come up to me and ask me if you could have it? No, that would be silly. But see, that's what we do sometimes when we already ask God for things that he's already given to us. You know, we need to thank God for them and declare them, and so they manifest in our life, because that's what we want to do. We want to see the blessings of God manifest in our life. So even in times of lack, we are still so blessed. I'm going to do a little recap here because it's been a few weeks since we've picked up this series. Week number one, we talked about the idea how blessings is more than stuff. We miss it when we only look to the hand of God instead of the heart of God. And that spiritual blessings are given to each and every Christian when they're born again. And they're a free gift. You don't have to do anything to be able to see them manifest in your life other than yielding to God's Spirit. Then in week two, we talked about how obedience brings blessing. Obedience is one of those words that we want our kids to do, but we don't want to do it. But we need to learn, we need to obey God's word. See, the Bible said if Israel obeyed God's commandments, they would live in blessing. And see, we looked at tithing in Malachi 3, and that really boils down to a trust issue. And we need to learn how to trust God, especially in the area of our finances. And then in week three, we looked at how we need to be blessed to be a blessing. See, the Bible says that God gives us seed and he gives us bread. He gives us seed to sow and bread to eat, and we don't need to confuse the two. Because if we eat our seed, then we're not going to have seed to sow. And then we're not going to be able to perpetually tap into the blessings of God. Okay, that kind of catches us up briefly. And those messages are on the website if you want to tune in and kind of listen to them in their entirety. But today we're going to look at Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. And the first part of the message, I want to talk about how we need to speak our blessing. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance on you and give you peace. So they will invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to come today as a church family, Lord, to be able to tap into your word. Lord, I thank you for the gifts that you put inside of me. I yield to them right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for just stirring up that gift. And I pray for words that both pierce and penetrate to leave my lips, and for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, the word bless here is talking about barak, which means to bless or empower to prosper. And I believe that if we were honest, most of us would want to live a blessed life. And I believe that in our country, we have so many things at our disposal more than other countries. So we, even though you may not feel blessed, I believe you are blessed. But I believe also we need to tap into God's system, because God has a way of doing things. And when we learn how to do it God's way, we tap into that blessed life. So the thing that it was talking about here is that it told the priest to speak a blessing over the people. It didn't say to pray for them there. It said to speak a blessing over them. And that's how important it is that we learn this concept in the kingdom of God, that we need to speak blessing instead of cursing in our life. See, words are an investment to our future. We need to be reminded how blessed we are, because we forget. And so as we speak those words, it kind of propels us into the next level of where God wants us to be. It may sound kind of silly to speak words of blessing, but you know, once we get used to it and once we understand how God does things in the Bible, then we start to get into the flow of the way that he does things. I know for myself, and maybe you do too, is sometimes we just need to talk ourselves into the blessed life. Human nature is that we look at what we don't have instead of what we do have. And that's a bad place to live, because it's so easy to get into that. We look around us and see what somebody else has, or maybe we've been trusting God and believing God for something new or something better, and it hasn't really manifested yet. So then we start talking about, oh, I don't have this and I don't have that. I don't get this and I don't get that. So what happens then is we send ourselves backwards. You know, you heard the old saying, you know, 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. And that's what happens when we speak cursing instead of blessing in our life. See, we need to speak the words that will attract that. And that's what the words of blessing do. See, words set a course of direction for our lives, whether good or bad. And we need to learn how to do it the right way. Now, this passage of scripture talked about 4 parts of blessing. I'm just going to briefly talk about them. It says the Lord first will guard or protect us. I don't know about you, but with this everything going on in our country now, I believe we need to be guarded and protected. Our family needs to be guarded. I remember in the book of Exodus, it talked about when the death angel come. They said if you put the blood over the lintel, the death angel would pass by. Well, we have something more powerful than the blood of a sheep. We have the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we need to apply that in our life. We need to use that because that's what Jesus wants us to do. The blood of Jesus wasn't just to set us free from our sins. And believe me, that would have been good enough. But there's so much more power that you and I can tap into if we just learn how to understand God's word and what God has for our life. Then it says the Lord will be gracious to us. You know, I love it when God's gracious to me. God is a loving heavenly Father. God has only good things in store. See, it's the devil that tries to bring destruction to our life. It's not God. Now, what God will do, I'll be honest, he'll take what's going on in our life, no matter how bad it is, and he's going to try to turn it for good. And I believe that what's God doing in our lives right now, with all the things going on in our country, is God's turning this so that we draw close to him. Because God wants to be gracious to you. Then it says the Lord will give us peace. You know, I don't know about you, but peace is very important. See, when you're at peace, you're not walking around worrying and you know, washing your hands, you know, like 10 times after you do something like right in a row. You know, you start to walk in peace and trust in God's provision. And you start to trust in God's power. I'm not saying you go out and do silly things. We still need to obey the rules that we're told to do. But we don't have to worry about it. You know, we need to walk in the peace of God. And that's what speaking that peace into our heart, speaking that peace into our families, and let God's word start to do its work. Lastly, what I thought was really kind of interesting, it says, God put his name on the nation of Israel. Now that's a covenant term. We kind of get used to it. Like when we got married, my wife and I, she took on my name. She put her my name on herself. So she tapped into everything I have. Wasn't a lot in the beginning, but we're blessed right now. And see, when God puts his name on us, we tap in to the things that he has. We're not limited by our own resources. We're limited by how many resources we feel that God has in our life. So I encourage you to change your thinking in that area. You know, it talked about blessing here and how the priest spoke a blessing, something that we started years ago. Now my kids have grown up and left for the most part. And on their birthday, we would let them sit in my chair, you know, the special chair, daddy's chair. And we would each lay hands on them and we would pray for them. But most of all, we would speak blessing into their life. And that is something I picked up, you know, reading a book also about the Jewish people, how they did. And also I just read recently that many Jews on Friday night, they would speak blessing over their kids. And what we don't understand, you know, from our perspective, the Western perspective, is the fact that Friday night starts the Sabbath. And so they would start the Sabbath for their children being blessed. And that's how we should start our day every day. I don't believe we should just wait till Friday to speak blessing. But what we did is we prayed a blessing and spoke a blessing over our children. And it's something that we do. And sometimes we do it on FaceTime now, just so that we can still be connected. Now, what it does is when you speak blessing, especially in the Jewish culture, there was a time when a boy and a girl would come to the age for the rite of passage, meaning they would step into manhood and into womanhood, and they didn't confuse the two. And what they would do, it was a ceremonial blessing that released the fact that the dad or whatever would lay hands on the son and just speak to him and just bring him to the place that the boy would understand that he's a man now, and they would do also with the girl. In our culture, it's not that way. I believe our kids are kind of messed up. I know I was a little bit. Sometimes young people think if you drink your first beer, or maybe your first kiss, or maybe even go out and have sex, that makes you a man or a woman. Believe me, that doesn't make you a man or a woman. As a matter of fact, many times it confuses you more, because that's not really the way that God wanted it. See, God wants our young people to understand who they are and what they have in Christ. And that's why it's important for us parents to be able to understand what it is that we have to do to be able to make sure our children are solid in who they are in Christ. It's going to make a big difference. As I mentioned, there is a difference between praying over someone and speaking over someone. And we need to know the difference in that. We don't need to pray and ask God for things he's already given us. So I encourage you to stand strong in the power of his might and understand the difference. There's things that God just wants us to speak out and to speak into people's lives, and we need to do that. So there's a difference between asking and declaring. And we are to declare blessing in our lives and also in the lives of our family. The next passage I would like to look at today is one of my ones I speak all the time in my life, and that's Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. And you need to highlight this one in your Bible. It says, "For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield." I don't know about you, but I love favor. I love it when I have favor. Favor to me, like when I go to the hospital to pray for people, I pray for a good parking spot. And more times than not, I have favor and I get a good spot. I love favor in my life. I believe it shows the hand of God that it's on you. Now, favor, really, if you look at it, it talks about acceptance too. You know, what it means to be accepted. And I believe that favor is like a magnet. It'll draw blessings from God in your life. You need to know that you have favor. You have favor with both God and man, and we need to accept that. And I believe that favor also causes us to catch the eye of potential blessings. We looked earlier in this series, and it talked about in Deuteronomy that the blessings of God will overtake you, meaning they're going to chase you down. I don't think a lot of people can say that, but I know you can start. I believe if you tap into the principles of God and start walking in God's ways, you're going to start to see the blessings of God start to chase you down. I believe that favor opens doors that no man or devil can shut. That's the power of God. Now, the Bible also says that righteousness is like a robe, but it also says favor is like a shield, and God has us covered all the way around. And you need to use that. Know that you are the righteousness of God. You know that that robe of righteousness is on you and is put there by faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross. And when we do that, we tap into his righteousness, which is really right standing with God. We don't have to beg, and we don't have to plead, and we don't have to try to claw our ways to the Heavenly Father, because Jesus Christ has made a way. All we have to do is put our trust in him, in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and we get that robe of righteousness. Then it says favor is like a shield. We're going to have that acceptance, everything that we need in life. Oh, I know we're going to go through some problems sometimes. I don't deny that, because the rain falls on the just and the unjust. That's just the way life is. But overall, I believe that we can live the blessed life, and we can learn to walk in favor if we use God's principles. Also says that favor is like the latter rain. In Proverbs 16:15, it says, favor is like the latter or spring rain. Now, they sow a little different there. They sow in what we call the fall or winter, and then it grows through the winter and, you know, goes dormant. Then it kind of comes to life again. And you need the rain at the right time. And we also need that here in Iowa, the rain at the right time. But what it does, it ripens the fruit in our life. That's what favor does. We have fruit. We have the fruit of the Spirit, and we also have other fruit manifesting in our life. And we have favor, it starts to ripen. See, I believe favor puts us in the place of perpetual harvest. You know, here in Iowa, you sow in the early spring and you harvest in the fall, and then hopefully you have enough to get you through to the next year. But in this, in God, I believe with favor, we're continually harvesting. We're continually tapping into the things that God has for us. And we can learn how to live the blessed life every step of the way. And to do that, we need to walk in favor to have that blessed life. Excuse me. The next passage I want to look at as we're kind of winding this message up is found in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8. Now, Jeremiah had a tough job. He preached the gospel and didn't have very many converts. Matter of fact, nobody wanted to listen to him. They all just wanted to do their own thing. And it kind of sounds familiar in our culture sometimes. But he gave us a key principle, and it's really similar in the book of Psalms. So Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord." That goes on to say, "For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Now, learning to trust. This, to me, is where the rubber meets the road. You know, I've been a Christian for over 30-some years now, and I go through various Bible studies that I teach here at the church, and every time I learn a little bit more. Now, one bad thing that I learn, yes, you can learn some bad things, but it's a good thing, is that I learned that I don't really trust God the way that I should. And when it's revealed to me, I just say, oh, I got to release control to God here. I've been trying to control something that is not my job. I'm sticking my nose in God's business. And it's an eye-opening thing, especially if you feel you're kind of spiritual a little bit anyway. And it reveals to you how much more that we really need to learn. So learning the trust. Now, trust can be hard, like I mentioned, especially if we base it on life's experiences. You know, we've all been burned. Maybe you haven't. I have. I know I've been burned in life through people ripping me off in some way or shape or form financially or in relationships. Maybe, you know, somebody, you know, didn't like me the way that, you know, I liked them. And we got burned. So when we get burned, it takes us to a place that we overly guard ourselves. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't guard your heart. The Bible tells us that. But the Bible also tells us that we need to learn how to trust. And so we need to get over those pains and all those things. And because we've all been let down. People have let us down in life. See, the world says that we're to do it to others before they do it to you. But God says, do it unto others like you want it done to you. So instead of going out and try to burn in people, because what happened to me one time, I think a girl probably broke my heart. And so I vowed I'd never have that happen again. So what I did is I would always make an effort to the best of my ability to dump them before they dump me. Now, I know that sounds kind of carnal, but that I wasn't saved yet. But we all have that self-protective mechanism inside of us where we don't want to get hurt. And so I had to relearn some things when I came to God. I had to learn that I need to trust. And God says, do it unto them as you would like it done to you. Meaning, I have to do it first. Now, that doesn't sound fair. I would prefer they were nice to me before I was nice to them. But God doesn't say that. We need to be nice to them. And then the ball's in their court. They may or may not be nice to me. But I need to do it God's way. I need to sow seed the way that God says to sow it. Now, what I love about this is the idea, it says it's rooted by the stream. Now, I've been through a few droughts in my life. And droughts are kind of a bummer. And so we need to learn how to tap into that endless supply. Now, when a drought hits, the leaves all turn brown. And if it's really a bad drought, it's not going to bear fruit. All these problems really start to happen. And then all that precious seed that you put in the ground, that you're expecting a harvest to multiply, and you watch it die before your eyes. That's a terrible feeling. A lot of farmers go through that a lot. But the Bible says here there's a way that you don't have to have that problem. The Bible says if you put your roots down and you let them run all the way over to that stream where there's a constant supply of water. It says that your leaves are going to stay green. That means you're going to look good. How many want to look good? I do. But it also says that your fruit is going to manifest. And that's really what we want to do. See, the goal is to be able to bear fruit even in a drought. Maybe you feel like you're in a drought right now. Maybe you feel that your sources are drying up basically because of what the world's saying on the airwaves and the media and all these things. I want to encourage you to put your roots down. Let them reach out. Let them go into God's endless supply. Get in that river and tap into that stream so that you can have a constant source of supply in your life. Don't be anxious. Fight it off. Don't let those feelings come upon you. Whenever you feel attacked by it, I've been attacked by it, you've been attacked by it, you got to get into the Word of God. You got to start saying what God says. Start speaking those blessings instead of what you don't have, say what you do have. And also say what God's going to give you and He's already given you. Because you truly do have the blessed life. You know, speak blessing of peace every day over your family, over your kids. Now, I know some of you are homeschooling your kids now due to the situation we're at in the country. And I know some of you are probably going to have to go apologize to the teachers because they found out the teachers aren't the problem. Amen. It's your kids. And that's all good. You can learn and hopefully you're taking advantage to grow together as a family. But start attacking this problem spiritually. Don't just yell at your kids. That's not going to help. Believe me, I know. But start speaking blessing. Start speaking change. Tell them who God says they are and not how they're acting right now. And you're going to start to see some change in that situation. You know, we live in these perilous times. Remember I said some of the Jewish fathers every Friday night would lay hands on their kids and bless them? Hey, don't wait till Friday night, man. We need to do that every day. We need to get into a habit where we're starting to bring spiritual things into our families. It's so important. It's the cornerstone. It's something that we need is that rock that we can stand on and can be able to make us weather these hard times. And we need that in our life. We need to let go and let God. We need to put ourselves in position to be blessed by God. And that comes by trusting Him. We sow the seed. We do what we need to do. And yes, you do need to sow seed. That's what God says in His scripture. God gave us the seed. We sow the seed. Then He brings the harvest. And that's just the principles that He does. And sometimes we don't do our part. And then we wonder why God's not doing His part. But see, God told us exactly what to do. So we need to trust in the Lord and how important that is. My hope for each of us is to be able to tap into the blessed life that God has for us. There are certain things that we need to do, and there are certain things that only God can do, and we need to know the difference. Remember that the Lord wants to bless us so He can be a blessing. There's a lost and dying world out there, and we as Christians have the answer. And the answer is Jesus Christ. And we need to be able to reach out. And to do that, we need to be able to walk in the blessed life. They're not going to want what we have if we don't have anything. So we need to understand what God says in His Word. You know, the Bible says it, I believe it, final answer. That's how you need to be with you and your family. And I encourage you to tap into everything that God has for you. So in closing, I just want to speak blessing to you right now in Jesus' name. I believe that God has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, that God has made you the head and not the tail. He's put you above and not below. And you need to see yourself as an heir with Jesus Christ. He's called us to rule and reign with Him because we serve a mighty God and we need to stand strong in Him. I encourage you, tune in next Wednesday. We're going to have another message for you that'll help you get through your life and to be successful. And as I mentioned, go to the website, be able to tap into some of the resources that we have there, And we do thank you also again just for your generous giving. God bless you.